感谢主的恩典，今天安息圣日，大家能够聚集来敬拜神。
We thank God for His grace that on this Sabbath day we can gather here to worship Him.
今天我们来学习撒玛利亚的教会。
And today we will learn about the church in Samaria.
好，我们请打开《使徒行传》第八章。
Let's turn to Acts of the Apostles, chapter 8.
使徒行传》第八章第一节。
Acts chapter 8, verse 1.
从这日起，耶路撒冷的教会大遭逼迫。除了使徒以外，门徒都分散在犹太和撒玛利亚各处。
Verse 1, now Saul was consenting to his death. At that time, a great persecution arose against the church, which was at Jerusalem, and they were all scattered throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles.
我们将看第四节。
Let's read verse 4.
那些分散的人往各处去传道。
Verse 4, therefore those who were scattered went everywhere preaching the word.
第五，腓力下撒玛利亚城去宣讲基督。
5, then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ to them.
第六，众人听见了，又看见腓力所行的神迹，就同心合意地听从他的话。
6, and the multitudes with one accord heeded the things spoken by Philip, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did.
第七，因为有许多人被巫鬼附着，那些鬼大声呼叫，从他们身上出来，还有许多瘫痪的、瘸腿的都得了医治。
7, for unclean spirits crying with a loud voice came out of many who were possessed, and many who were paralyzed and lame were healed.
第八，在那城里就大有欢喜。
8, and there was great joy in that city.
我们先读到这里。
We will read until here.
这里记载说，耶路撒冷教会遭逼迫。
And here it mentions that there were great persecution at Jerusalem.
因为斯提凡被石头打死了。
Because there was a stoning of Stephen.
那原来斯提凡是一个很有能力的一位执事来管理教会的饭食。
And Stephen was a deacon who was very good at managing the meals at Mills.
他也有能力能够传讲基督的福音。
And he was able also to preach the gospel of Christ.
但是撒旦魔鬼不高兴。
But Satan was not happy.
所以呢，他借着公会的人就来逼迫斯提凡。
And therefore, through the council, they were persecuting Stephen.
所以就把斯提凡用石头把他打死了。
And they stoned Stephen to death.
因为这样的逼迫，所以让信徒大家都不得不离开耶路撒冷。
Because of this persecution, the believers had to be to leave Jerusalem.
因为如果他们继续留在耶路撒冷，他们也可能会受逼迫。
Because if they were to remain at Jerusalem, they may also receive persecution.
因为斯提凡是第一个受逼迫打死的一个信徒。
And Stephen was the first martyr to be stoned to death.
虽然彼得之前也被抓、被审判、被关在监狱里面，可是他没有被打死。
Although Peter was also in prison and beaten up, but he was not stoned to death.
那第一个真的殉道的人就是斯提凡。
So the first martyr was Stephen.
所以这个事情当然整个教会的人大家都很害怕。
So this caused the believers to be in great fear.
所以不得已呢，大家只好逃难，赶快离开这个危险的地方。
So without any choice, they had to leave Jerusalem.
所以就来到了犹太还有撒玛利亚各个地方去，来得到安全。
And this is how they came to Judea and Samaria.
这样的逃跑呢，其实也是合乎主耶稣的教训。
And this kind of dispersement is also according to the will of God.
因为主耶稣也教他们说，如果有人逼迫你们在这个城市，那你们就逃到另外一个城市来得到平安。
Because the Lord Jesus once said that if you receive persecution in this city, then go to another.
所以这个样的逃跑并不是害怕不敢面对逼迫才做的事情。
And this is not because you are running away from fear and not able to preach.
而是不是因为害怕而已。
And it's not because of fear that you run away.
而是因为耶稣说要逃才能够得到平安所以我们有句俗话说，留得青山在，不怕没柴烧。
So the Lord Jesus said that it's not because you fear, but rather if you receive persecution, do run away to another city.
所以能得到平安，以后还可以继续来做圣工，继续传福音。
When you receive peace, therefore you can continue to do the work of God.
所以呢，这个时候逼迫 看起来好像是大家都、啊、不得已只好离开耶路撒冷。
And so through this persecution, it was without choice that they have to leave Jerusalem.
但是他们离开的人呢、啊，并不是只是为了逃难、为了平安而已，他们还是到各处去传福音。
And it's not only because of fear and also of this persecution that they leave Jerusalem, but they also leave because then they can preach the gospel.
所以其中又有一个啊执事就是腓力，他来到耶撒玛利亚，在这里传福音。
And that amongst them was a deacon by the name of Philip, and he came to Samaria to preach.
所以在腓力啊的传福音之后，撒玛利亚很多人信主。
And through the preaching of Philip, many became believers.
啊，所以就建立了腓力啊撒玛利亚的教会。
And this established the church in Samaria.
所以我们从这个例子来看呢、啊，是一个非常奇妙的一个过程。
And so we can see that this is actually a very amazing progress.
以撒旦的角度，他希望来逼迫教会，来摧毁教会，让教会消失了。
And Satan hoped to persecute the church, and so that the church can be come to extinction. But then, come to
教会会消失 disappear.
To disappear.
但是神的旨意反而借着逼迫，让教会才能够扩散到其他的地方。
But yet, it's the will of God to allow the church to be to the gospel to spread through this persecution.
所以呢，撒旦是恶意的要来逼迫教会。
So it is the wicked will of Satan to persecute the church.
但是教会反而因为逼迫而扩散了。
But then, because of this persecution, the church was able to disperse.
所以我们看到神的旨意呢，是超过撒旦的那种恶意之上啊。
So we can see that the will of God triumphed over the will of Satan.
就像撒旦原来要借着犹大来逼迫耶稣，把耶稣钉十字架。
So it is like Satan through Judas wanted to allow Jesus to be crucified.
但是好像撒旦赢了。
It's as if Satan has won.
好像耶稣被钉十字架了，死了。
And it's like the Lord was crucified and he died.
好像撒旦赢了。
And it's as if Satan has won.
但是其实是神的计划赢了。
But it's actually the plan of God that has won.
因为神要借着耶稣的十字架来完成救恩。
Because God wanted through the Lord Jesus being crucified to accomplish the work of salvation.
所以现在这个情况也是这样。
And this is the same situation here.
如果不是因为耶路撒冷的逼迫，福音是不会传到撒玛利亚的。
If it wasn't because of this persecution, then the gospel would not have been preached to Samaria.
所以以这个角度来看，反而神的旨意更美好。
And so this is a wonderful will of God.
所以逼迫反而让教会发展。
And to because of persecution, the church was flourish.
所以呢，保罗才会写信给提摩太，讲过这么一句话。
So Paul wrote to Timothy and saying,
他说我虽然被捆绑了。
So although I am in prison,
因为当时候保罗是被关在监狱里面。
Because at that time, Paul was in prison.
但是福音不会被捆绑。
But the gospel will not be in prison.
我们来看提摩太后书。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy.
第二章。
Chapter 2,
第九节
verse 9.
提摩太后书第二章第九节
Second Timothy chapter 2 verse 9.
我为这个福音受苦难，甚至被捆绑，好像犯人一样。然而神的道却不被捆绑。
9. For which I suffer trouble as an evildoer, even to the point of chains.
所以神的道不会被捆绑。
But the word of God is not chained.
好，所以保罗说我被捆绑，那是人肉体被捆绑。
So although I am in prison, it is because it is physically bound.
这是人受逼迫了。
And that is the man himself is receiving persecution.
但是福音不会被捆绑。
But the gospel will not be chained.
因为呢，因为逼迫而福音反而传得更快，传得更广。的地方
because of persecution, the gospel is able to be preached more widely.
所以我们一定要相信神的旨意啊，一定是最好的。
And we must believe that the will of God is the best.
所以我们想想哈，如果耶路撒冷没有逼迫的话
，If we think about it, if Jerusalem did not receive persecution,
那时候有三千人受洗
，And at that time 3,000 were baptized.
那整个耶路撒冷教会非常的 和谐、非常美好的团契。
And the believers then were in harmony and they were united.
圣经记载说，哦，这些信徒在耶路撒冷啊，常常一起吃饭啊，一起唱诗啊，一起敬拜神。
And the Bible mentioned that the believers often gathered together to sing hymn and to worship God.
啊，所以他们很快乐的团契呀。
And they were having fellowship joyously together.
如果这么的快乐是一个舒适区，他们不会想要离开的。
And if it's such a comfortable environment, they will not think about leaving.
但是神不要教会只是停留在耶路撒冷。
But God does not want the gospel to just remain at Jerusalem.
一定要离开啊，要到别的地方去传福音。
But God wanted the believers to leave Jerusalem and to preach the gospel.
那什么方法会让舒服中的信徒让他们离开呢？
So how can God allow these members who are so comfortable in Jerusalem to leave?
就只有透过逼迫而已。
It's only through persecution.
所以神只好用逼迫让逼迫发生结果门徒只好搬其他城市去传福音了。
So God allowed the persecution to take place so that the believers would then move away.
所以呢，我们不能够只是贪图在美好的团契，享受这种属灵的气氛，好快乐就不想离开。
So we must not feel that we want to remain in a very comfortable situation where we are happy and we did not want to move.
我们有时候为了福音要去受苦。
Because for the sake of the gospel, we may need to suffer.
所以这样教会福音才会传扬。
So that the church and also the gospel can spread.
这是我们从耶路撒冷的。能够成立是因为逼迫而开始的。
So the church in Samaria can only be established through persecution.
那我们再看回来《使徒行传》第八章。
Let's turn back to Acts chapter 8.
好，再来呢，第五节说，腓力下撒玛利亚去宣讲福音呐。
So here verse 5 says, Philip went down to the city of Samaria to preach Christ.
我们知道腓力原来是使徒他们选出来要管理饭食的一个执事。
And Philip was a deacon that was chosen by the apostles to manage the meals.
所以他原来的工作是教会管理饭食。
So he was managing the meals at church.
但是现在教会受逼迫了。
But because the church received persecution.
所以很多信徒都离开了。
And a lot of the believers have moved.
当然现在就没有很多信徒还需要管理饭食来得到饮食上的照顾了。
So it is not necessary for someone to manage a meal so that the believers can receive their meal.
可是呢，斯蒂凡腓力也并没有闲着就没事做了。
And Philip did not feel that he has nothing to do.
他反而是热心的到撒玛利亚来传福音。
But rather he went down to Samaria to preach.
所以我们看到腓力这个执事呢，有非常好的特质可以给我们学习的。
And Philip therefore is a deacon whom we can emulate.
我们说他原来有哪些属灵的特质呢
？And what is the good points about spiritual good points about Philip?
我们来看使徒行传第六章。
Let us turn to Acts chapter 6.
第六章第三节。
Acts chapter 6 verse 3.
所以弟兄们，当从你们中间选出七个有好名声、被圣灵充满、智慧充足的人，我们就派他们管理这事。
Verse 3, therefore, brethren, seek out from among you seven men of good reputation, full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business.
跳开第五节。
Verse 5,
大众都喜悦这话，就拣选了斯蒂凡，乃是大有信心、圣灵充满的人，又拣选腓力。伯罗、哥罗、尼加罗、提门、巴米拿，并进犹太教的安提阿人尼哥拉。
Verse 5, and the saying pleased the whole multitude, and they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and the Holy Spirit, and Philip, Prochorus, Nicanor, Timon, Parmenas, and Nicholas, a proselyte from Antioch.
这里讲到腓力也是被使徒选中的这个七位执事其中的一位。
So Philip was chosen by the apostle as one of the deacons.
他来管理饭食。
And he was to take charge of the meal.
但是他们都有很好的特质。
And they all have good characters.
第一个就是有好名声。
And that one is of good reputation.
这好名声就是指的在教会里面有好名声，在教会外面也有好名声。
And this good reputation is not only within the church but also without.
因为如果一个人只在教会好名声，在外面是不好的名声，那这样不能够荣耀神
So if a person had good reputation within the church but not without, it still does not bring glory to God.
因为外面的人也会根据我们的行为来判断你这个人是不是真正的基督徒
because outsiders may also assess you whether you are a good Christian when you are about your behavior outside.
所以这个好名声啊，不能够只是在教会里面，也要在外面工作场所啊，邻居啊。大家都认为你是一个好人啊。
So this reputation not only must be in the church, but also come from outside when you're in the neighborhood within your working society.
因为有好名声才能够来荣耀归给神。
And only with this good reputation can you glorify God.
那再来一个知识也要有圣灵充满。
And as a deacon, you must also have be filled with the Holy Spirit.
因为圣灵充满，他跟神的关系就很亲密。
Because when you're filled with the Holy Spirit, their relationship with God is very close.
然后能够从圣灵的帮助来得到力量，得到很多来处理事情的方法。
From the help and guidance of the Holy Spirit, you can rely on the Holy Spirit to resolve some issues.
因为圣灵充满也会很了解圣经的真理。
And when you are full of the Holy Spirit, you will understand the teachings in the Bible.
所以才能够用圣经真理来管理教会。
And through the teachings of the Bible, you can manage the church.
才能够来关心弟兄姐妹。
And to show care for the brothers
and
sisters.
所以呢，要有关心弟兄姐妹，也要根据圣经的真理才能够做得到。
When you show concern for brothers and sisters in the church, you also must base it on the teachings of the Bible.
那这些要靠圣灵充满才能够有的。
And only through the infill of the Holy Spirit can you do this.
因为有圣灵充满在，就是智慧充足了。
And of course, when you have the guidance of the Holy Spirit, you will also have wisdom.
所以智慧充足就可以好好的来做计划来管理饭食。
And then you will be able to plan and also to therefore manage the meal.
所以我们看腓力呢，也是具备这些条件，所以才会被选为来当执事来管理饭食。
And Philip must have also have all these characters. That's why he was chosen.
所以我们看到腓力他原来也是一个非常好能够装备自己来为主所用的一个工人。
And Philip is also one who will equip himself so that he can be used by God.
那虽然原来只是管理饭食的工作。
Although he was only at first to take care of the meal.
但是他已经把自己装备得更好，不只是做这些管理饭食的事情。
He not only do this task that was allocated to him, but he also equipped himself very well.
他还有去传福音啊。
He was able to preach the gospel.
所以等于说，他虽然在管理饭食的当中，他也在装备自己以后要去传福音。
So as he was taking care of the meals, he also equipped himself so that he is ready to preach the gospel.
所以呢，当耶路撒冷受逼迫以后。
So when Jerusalem was church was receiving persecution.
然后腓力就到撒玛利亚去传福音了。
Philip then went to Samaria to preach.
这表示腓力他原来对传福音就是非常的热心的做准备。
And so Philip must have prepared himself well because he wanted to preach the gospel.
所以当时机来临了。
So when the time came.
那他就到撒玛利亚去传福音。
He went to Samaria to preach.
其实这给我们一个非常好的教训。
And this gives us a very good teaching.
今天我们说我们要服侍神教会都没有给我安排，教会都没有给我机会。
And today we would like to serve in church, but then we always say that the church has not allocated any task towards us.
我们不要问教会为什么不差派我。
And we do not ask why the church has not assigned us.
我们先问自己，我准备好了没？
We must first ask ourselves, have we prepared for ourselves?
我有没有准备我可以服侍神的那些恩赐？
Have I also equipped myself with the gifts so that I can serve?
我有没有准备要服侍神那些灵性？
And if have I spiritually nurtured myself so that I can serve?
我有没有准备好要服侍神的那些服侍的精神？
And have I also equipped myself with the mentality to serve God?
我先要问自己，我有没有做好这样的准备？
And we must first ask ourselves, have we equipped ourselves well?
如果我还没有准备好，那当然神就不会差派我。
If I have not equipped myself well, then God will not appoint me.
所以我们不用担心说神怎么不差派我，教会怎么不差派我来做圣工。
So we should not be worried why God has not sent me, why the church has not sent me.
我们先问自己，我有没有做好准备了？
First, ask ourselves whether we have equipped ourselves.
所以我们看腓力就是做好准备。
So we see that Philip has equipped himself.
所以他能够撒玛利亚去传福音啊。
So he was able to go down to Samaria to preach.
啊，结果好多人来信主。
And a lot of people came to believe.
这就是因为他已经做好准备，哎，时机来了，所以他自然而然就完成神所要他做的工作了。
Philip equipped himself well, so when the time came, he was able to go down and preach.
再来呢，我们看腓力啊，下撒玛利亚啊，并不是被教会差派去的。
And we can see that Philip went down to Samaria not by the sending of the church.
我们如果按照刚刚的读的第八章啊第五节说，腓力下撒玛利亚去宣读啊宣讲基督。
And here in verse 5, we can read that Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ.
这里并没有说哦耶路撒冷的教会开会啊差派腓力到撒玛利亚去传福音，并没有这样的记载。
And it is not recorded here that Philip was sent by the church in Jerusalem.
在这里是完全是腓力自动自发的自己到耶路撒玛利亚去，在那里讲福音呐。
So Philip went down to the city of Samaria to preach on his own accord.
啊，所以这里看起来腓力真的是很积极、很主动。
And so here we can see that Philip was able to be proactive.
所以呢，求啊，我们要去传福音呢。不需要被差派。
So when we want to preach the gospel, we need not be sent by the church.
我们随时随地都可以传福音。
We can preach whenever.
好，我们不管啊到哪里，我们认识的朋友啊就可以跟他传福音。
So when we want to preach to our friends, we can preach to them.
啊，所以上面才会第四节说那些分散人到各处去传福音。
That is why in verse 4 it says that those who are scattered went everywhere preaching the word.
等于说他们搬家搬到哪里，福音就到哪里了。
So wherever they moved to, the gospel reached there.
其实我想到我们啊卡加利教会的成立也是这样子来的。
And I also think about it, that is how it is with Calgary Church.
啊，其实也不是卡加利，我们全加拿大啊，甚至美国啊，所有的教会都是这样产生的。
And it's not just Calgary, but the whole of Canada as well as in the US.
因为我们原来是移民到啊到美啊到啊北美这个国家。
Because we actually migrated here to the Americas.
那我们原来来的时候，可能这里还没有教会。
And when we came here, perhaps there wasn't a church here yet.
但是我们愿意服侍神，我们愿意来敬拜神。
But we are willing to serve God. We are willing to worship.
所以我们就在这里先开始有家庭聚会。
So initially we have a family service.
然后一家两。家三家就集合在一起，就后来慢慢的越来越多人。
And through one family, two families, and then we gathered together.
后来成为一个聚会点。
And became a preaching point.
然后最后来就成为一个祈祷所。
And then it became a prayer house.
然后最后又成立了教会。
And then the church is established.
那本来是租一个地方来聚会。
And initially we rented a place to have
worship. 但是后来我们就大家出资啊奉献来买一个地方来聚会。
And then everyone contributed in order to purchase a church building.
然后有一个会堂了。
And then we have this building.
啊，所以我们就成立了一个教会了。
And then we established the church.
所以呢，我们原来也是因为移民而来到这个国家。
So it's because of immigration that we came to this country.
但是福音也跟着我们来到这个地方。
But the gospel came with us.
所以呢，全加拿大、美国每个教会都是这样开始的。
And in the whole of Canada, every church was established.
并不是总会哈去开会说，我决定要在哪个城市要成立教会，啊，派传道去传福音。不是这样来的。
It's not through the meeting or the decision of the General Assembly to say that we want to preach the gospel to a certain place.
在其他的教会哈，他们的成立教会的方式就是这样子来的。
And in other churches, maybe it is through this method.
在其他的教派哈 ，denomination， 他们哦就会计划说，哎，我现在要在哪个城市要成立一个新的教会，我会先派我们的牧师啊的啊全家人都搬到那个地方去住。
So it is the other denominations will practice the method of deciding which place they want to establish a church, and then they send their pastor to first preach a go there and preach a gospel.
然后这个牧师呢，到了这个地方来居住，就开始然后找邻居啦啊，认识朋友啦啊，就开始啊有家庭聚会啊，慢慢的就扩大啊，成为一个教会了。
So the pastor of this church will then go to reside in this location and then preach to the neighbors and then slowly establish a church there.
啊，所以在其他的教派哈，他们成立教会大概都是这种模式，由牧师去主导整个教会的开始跟发展。
So other church denominations will usually send their pastors to a new location and to establish the church.
但是在我们真耶稣教会， 啊，都不是这样。
But it is not so with the True Jesus Church.
我们都是有信徒啊，先移民啊，搬家，然后在那里有家庭聚会，才开始发展为教会的。
Churches, the True Jesus Churches are established, throughout the world, through the immigration of members.
啊，所以呢，今天我们呢来移民来到加拿大也是这样。
And so today, when we migrated to Canada,
我们也在这里发展成教会以后。
And after we have established the church.
哦，这个并不是教会差派我们来的。
It is not because the church has sent us.
而是我们自动自发的要来传福音，来建设教会。
It is because, we came over here to preach on our own accord.
啊，所以我们要好好的啊。来啊，传讲福音，这是我们每一个信徒的责任。
And it is our duty to preach the gospel.
好，所以呢，我们看到腓力啊，他就自动自发的来传福音啊。
And so, Philip, on his own accord came out to preach the gospel.
啊，所以他到撒玛利亚，哇，他一传福音，得到美好的效果啊。
And when he went down to Samaria to preach, he had a good, good result.
我们再看第八章哈。
Let us turn back to
chapter 8. 结果腓力能够行神迹呀。
And Philip can work a miracle.
我们看第六节
，verse six.
众人听见了，又看见腓力所行的神迹，就同心合意的听从他的话。
Verse six, and the multitudes with one accord heeded the things spoken by Philip.
啊，第七节，因为有许多人被污鬼附着，那些鬼大声呼叫，从他们身上出来，有许多瘫痪的、瘸腿的都得了医治。
Seven, for unclean spirit crying with a loud voice came out of many who were possessed, and many who were paralyzed and lame were healed.
所以呢，我们看到腓力哦，哈，他到撒玛利亚传福音呢，虽然是自动自发的，不是被差派的。
So although Philip was not sent, he went to Samaria to preach on his own accord.
但是神还是跟他同在。
But yet God abides with him.
所以让他行神迹奇事。
And allow him to work miracles.
哇，结果好多连啊那个瘸腿的啊瘫痪的啊，还有被污鬼附着的都得到医治。
So, and all those who were possessed with demons, is paralyzed and lame, were also healed.
因为神跟他同在、啊。
Because God abided with him.
所以我们说哈啊，一个传福音的人哦，如果有神的同在，有神迹奇事，那要很多人信主很容易的、啊。
And we say that when a person has the abidance of God and can work signs and miracles, then many will come and believe.
因为主耶稣啊，就是用神迹奇事要随着门徒去传福音的、啊。
Because God, will allow the signs and miracles to go to, in accord, in hand in hand with the preaching of the gospel.
我们来看马可福音十六章。
Let's turn to Mark chapter 16.
马可福音十六章啊，十五节。
Mark chapter 16, verse 15.
十六章十五节。
Mark chapter.
十六章十五节。
Mark chapter 16 verse 15。
主耶稣又对门徒说：“你们往普天下去，传福音给万民听。”
15 and he said to them, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature."
十六，信而受洗的必然得救，不信的必被定罪。
16 and he who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned.
17, 信的人必有神迹随着他们，就是奉我的名赶鬼，说新方言。
17 and these signs will follow those who believe. In my name they will cast out demons, they will speak with new tongues.
18, 手能够拿蛇，若喝了什么毒物也必不受害，手按病人，病人就必好了。
18 and they will take up serpents and if they drink anything deadly it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick and they will recover.
我们跳过来看二十节。
Verse 20.
门徒出去到处宣传福音，主和他们同工，用神迹随着证实所传的道。阿们。
20 and they went out and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word through the accompanying signs. 阿们。
好，所以这里记载主耶稣要。升天以前
，and here it records that before the resurrection of Christ，
耶稣要升天
，or before Christ was taken up，
要升天以前就对门徒交代要往普天下去传福音
，and he has given the instruction for the apostles to preach the gospel to all to the ends of the world，
而且呢，你们传福音呢会有神迹随着
，and he says that signs will follow them，
用神迹来证明你们是耶稣所。 差遣的功能。
And it's the signs that will be is a evidence that Christ was sending you as God's working with you.
所以神迹啊是很有力量啊。
And therefore, signs and miracles have great power.
因此呢，现在腓力也是这样。
And so Philip was likewise.
哦，有神迹啊！哇，那好多病人都得到医治啊。
And so many recovered from that illness.
所以呢？撒玛利亚的教会、哦、越来越兴旺，越来越多人来 信主了。
So many came to believe in Christ, and so the church established.
所以我们在这里呢，看到撒玛利亚为什么能够兴旺起来
？So why is it that the church in Samaria flourish?
因为腓力能够传福音。
Because Philip can preach.
啊，因为腓力能够行神迹。
And because he can work signs and miracles.
好、啊，所以呢，整个啊，撒玛利亚的人呢、啊，很多人呢、啊，啊，一个啊。告诉另外一个，就一个一个来到教会来受洗来信主了。
So the people in Samaria will then tell their friends, and one by one the gospel was preached that way.
而这一切的并不是腓力自己的能力所能够造就的。
It's not the efforts of Philip that can.
因为腓力他只负责传福音。
Because Philip was only in charge of preaching the gospel.
这是他要装备自己要尽的责任。
And this is how he equipped himself, and this is his duty.
但是能不能有神迹，这不是腓力能够决定的。
And whether there are signs or miracles is not for Philip to decide.
这个鬼能不能赶出去，也不是腓力哦，我要赶你，你就一定出去吗？
It's not because Philip says that he wants to cast out that demon, and the demon will be cast out.
最重要不是在腓力啊。
So it is not on Philip.
而是在神的同在。
But it is on the abidance of God.
所以呢，我们要尽责任去传。
So we must do our duty to preach.
但是能不能成长啊？能不能信主？能不能拣选是在乎神。
Whether there is growth, whether there people will come and believe in God, will depend on God.
所以神要撒玛利亚人来信主。
So God wanted the people in Samaria to come and believe.
所以就借着腓力来行神迹了。
And through Philip work signs and miracles.
所以这是神的旨意。
And this is the will of God.
是神要让撒玛利亚人来信主，来建立教会。
And it's because God wanted the people in Samaria to believe in Him and establish a church there.
所以我们在这里又要看到要有工人愿意尽责任去传福音，尽他的责任。
But here it also shows that we need members to be to have this responsibility to preach the gospel.
但是最重要的还在神的同在才能够让他成长。
But more importantly, it all depends on the abidance of God in order for it to grow.
我们来看哥林多前书。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians.
第三章。
Chapter
3. 哥林多前书第三章第六节。
First Corinthians chapter 3 verse 6.
第三章第六节
Chapter 3 verse 6
我栽种了阿波罗浇灌了唯有神叫他生长
Verse 6 I planted Apollos watered but God gave the increase
第七可见栽种的算不得什么浇灌的也算不得什么只在那叫他生长的神
7 So then neither he who plants is anything nor he who waters but God who gives the increase
所以在这里保罗强调说我是负责栽种传福音那阿波罗负责浇灌牧羊但是是神叫他成长
Here Paul says that he planted Apollos watered but God gave the increase
所以呢荣耀都在于神啊
So all the glory is called to God
因为是神的能力神要拣选的所以神才会让这个福音事工发展起来
And it is God who gave the increase God who wills it for that place to have the church to be established
所以腓力很明白And, 行神迹完全是在于神的。
So Philip understood that to be able to work signs and miracles is on God's will.
并不是在于腓力本身呢、有多有什么能力啊。
It's not on Philip himself.
而是在于神要来建立撒玛利亚的教会。
But it's because God wanted to build up the church in Samaria.
所以今天我们在做圣工也是这样。
And today, as we do the divine work, it is the same.
不管是传福音或是在教会服侍神
It's not only with preaching the gospel or with any church work.
我们一定要尽责任做我们所该做的事情。
We must do our duty to do the task.
但是效果如何？我们要交托给神啊。
But how the growth or the increase is up to God.
因为那是神啊，到底神的旨意是要借着我们的传福音，让这个人来信主吗？ 可能是，也可能不是。
And it is whether it's God's will for us, through us, to preach to someone to come and believe or not.
我们不知道。
We do not know.
我们不知道神到底要不要拣选这个人啊。
We do not know whether God want to choose this person.
但是虽然我们不知道神要不要拣选他。
But although we do not know whether God has chosen this person.
但是我们就是要尽责任去传福音。
But we must do our duty to preach to him.
我们就是要尽责任去关怀。
And we must do our duty to show concern.
然后神要不要拣选？神有他的旨意啊。
And whether it is God's choosing, it is up to God.
所以只要我们尽责任了，我们就会得到神要给我们的赏赐。
And once we have done our duty, God will bless us.
所以我们继续读啊，这个第三章啊的第八节。
Let us continue to read chapter 3 verse 8.
啊，第八节，栽种的跟浇灌的都是一样，但将来个人要照自己的功夫得自己的赏赐。一样，哥林多前书第三章的第八节。
So, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 8. Now he who plants and he who waters are one, and each one will receive his own reward according to his own labor.
所以这里保罗说，虽然我们栽种跟浇灌都算不得什么，是神叫他成长的，是在于神。
So he who plants or he who waters does not matter much because the increase is on God.
但是呢，将来我们还会按照自己的功夫得自己的赏赐。
But yet each one will receive his own reward according to his own labor.
所以呢，我们栽种跟浇灌只要尽责任了我们去传了将来我们会得到神要给我们的赏赐。
So we must do our duty to preach, and then we will receive the blessing of God.
所以呢，最后神要给我们的赏赐，不是按照那个多少人来信主的结果来论定的。
So the God's reward towards us will not be based upon how many come to believe.
因为多少人信主，那个是神的拣选，那是神决定，那个不是我能够决定。
Because how many come to believe is on the on God's choosing, and He will decide on that.
所以神要给我的赏赐不是按照多少人来信主。
So God will not reward us based on how many will come to believe.
而是根据我有没有尽责任来传讲基督的福音，来关怀地这些慕道者。
But rather, God will reward us if we have done our duty to preach as well as to show concern.
所以只要我尽责任了，那神就会赏赐给我。
And as long as done my duty, God will give me the reward.
所以我们相信腓力也是这样尽责任去传
And so Philip did his duty to preach.
然后神跟他同在。
And God abided with him.
神迹奇事彰显出来。
And signs and miracles followed him.
所以就整个城市的人很多人来信主了。
And so the multitudes from Samaria came to believe.
甚至腓力后来成为他多了一个外号叫做传福音的腓力。
And so Philip was given a nickname, Philip the Evangelist.
我们来回头来看使徒行传二十一章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 21.
使徒行传二十一章
，Acts chapter 21,
第八节
，verse 8。
这里是保罗他们这一行传道工人来到了凯撒利亚。
And so here records Paul's trip to Caesarea。
我们来看第八节
，verse 8。
第二天，我们离开那里，来到凯撒利亚，就进了传福音的腓力家里，和他同住。他是那七个执事里的一个。
8. On the next day, we who were Paul's companions departed and came to Caesarea and entered the house of Philip the Evangelist, who was one of the seven and stayed with him.
第九节，他有四个女儿，都是处女，是说预言的。
9. Now this man had four virgin daughters who prophesied.
好，这里记载呢，保罗他们这些传道工人来到了凯撒利亚。
So here mentions that Paul's companions came to Caesarea.
而在这里就住了腓力的家里。
And they stayed in Philip's house.
好，那腓力呢？他有个外号叫做传福音的腓力。
And Philip has a nickname called Philip the Evangelist.
好，那为什么会有这个外号出现
？So how come Philip was called the Evangelist?
那表示说腓力一定是一个常常传福音的工人
It shows that Philip is one who preaches all the time.
所以我们看到他在撒玛利亚传福音得到很多的果效。大家都说这是一个会传福音的腓力。
And so when Philip preached in Samaria and how multitudes came to believe, showed that he has a gift of evangelizing.
好，那后来圣灵又差派他到旷野去传福音给埃提阿伯的太监。
And after Samaria, Philip was sent to preach to the Ethiopian eunuch.
啊，所以这个啊，这个太监呢、啊，听到腓力所传的福音以后，他就说我要受洗。
And after hearing the preaching of Philip, the Ethiopian eunuch wanted to be baptized.
啊，所以呢，这个太监受洗之后，就把福音带回到他们的伊索比亚。
And so that is how the gospel then reached Ethiopia.
所以呢，在非洲哈、啊、所有的国家里面，就是伊索比亚啊这个国家最早有基督徒的。
And in Africa, Ethiopia was the first state in Ethiopia to have Christians.
啊，所以呢，只有伊索比亚是唯一没有被其他的西方国家殖民地的啊的一个国非洲的国家，殖民地 colonize。
So Ethiopia is also one of the only one that is not colonized by the West.
所以伊索比亚为什么不需要西方的传教士啊来传福音啊，甚至来殖民呢
？And why is it that Ethiopia does not need an evangelist from the Western world to come and preach them?
因为他们从太监开始就已经有福音进入啊这个国家了。
Because they already the Christianity already started through this eunuch.
所以这个福音为什么能够传到啊这个伊索比亚？是因为这个太监。
And the Christianity was preached to Ethiopia through this eunuch.
然后为什么太监能够信主
？And why is it that the eunuch can come to believe
in God？ 因为腓力对他传福音。
Because Philip went to preach to him.
所以呢，腓力他有个外号叫做传福音的腓力啊。
And therefore Philip was called the evangelist.
这就是啊，腓力啊，他能够以传福音为一个他的终身的职责。
And because Philip wanted to focus on evangelizing.
所以今天我们看到腓力啊这样的一种心智啊很感动啊。
And so today as we read about Philip, we should be moved.
他真的以传福音为他终身的职责啦，所以他的外号才叫传福音的腓力。
Because he wanted to focus on evangelizing and therefore he had the name of Philip the
evangelist. 所以神跟他同在。
And God abided in him.
因此他就行神迹。
And he was able to work signs and
miracles. 就很多人来信主了。
And many came to believe.
所以整个城市人都很欢喜快乐。
And therefore the city was very joyous.
但是在这种欢喜快乐的情况之下。
And but under this happiness,
却有一个遗憾啊。
But there is a sorrow.
啊，就是没有人得圣灵。
But no one had received the Holy Spirit.
我们看回来，使徒行传第八章。
Let us come back to Acts chapter 8.
啊，第十四节。
Verse 14.
使徒在耶路撒冷听见撒玛利亚人领受了神的道，就打发彼得、约翰往他们那里去。
14. Now when the apostles who were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent Peter and John to them.
15. 节，两个人到了，就为他们祷告，要叫他们受圣灵。
15. Who, when they came down, prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Spirit.
16. 因为圣灵还没有降在他们一个人身上，他们只奉主耶稣的名受了洗。
16. For as yet he had fallen upon none of them. They had only been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus.
17. 于是使徒按手在他们头上，他们就受了圣灵。
17. Then they laid hands on them and they received the Holy Spirit.
所以呢，我们说腓力是一个传福音的非常有好的果效，很能够行神迹奇事。
So Philip was very effective in preaching the gospel.
但是他就是有一个遗憾说。怎么撒玛利亚没有一个人得圣灵
？And working signs and miracles, but why is it that none of the believers received the Holy Spirit?
所以后来彼得、约翰来了。
And so Peter and John came.
那为他们按手祷告。
And laid hands on them.
哎，结果他们就得圣灵了。
And they received the Holy Spirit.
所以这个对腓力来讲哈，也是一个要思考、要反省的事情。
And so to Philip, this is something that he should reflect upon.
虽然他能够行神迹。
Although he can work signs and miracles,
但是就是没有一个人得圣灵。
But yet not one of them received the Holy Spirit.
而且要等彼得、约翰来了，他们才会祷告，才会得到圣灵。
They have to wait until Peter and John came to them before they received the
Holy Spirit. 这个对腓力来讲，一定有非常好的一个教训啊。
And so
教育的价值。
So to Philip, this must be something that he can learn from.
啊，因为让腓力知道说，能够行神迹，这个也不是靠着我的能力。
So it allows Philip to examine himself and know that to be able to work signs and miracles is not because of his power.
耶路撒冷来的使徒来祷告才能够得到圣灵。
And only by the sending of the workers from Jerusalem can they receive the Holy Spirit.
所以腓力在旁边看到彼得、约翰按手祷告就得圣灵，这个得圣灵，那个得圣灵，腓力的心情会怎么想呢？
So when Philip saw that the believers received the Holy Spirit through the laying of hands of Peter and John, what can he be thinking?
他会想说，为什么我祷告，都没有人得圣灵？
Why is it that when I pray, no one received the Holy
Spirit? 一定要彼得、约翰来了，他们祷告就有人得圣灵。
Why is it needed to have Peter and John to come and pray and then they received the Holy Spirit?
如果一个人会很看重自己的身份地位的人会觉得好像我神不跟我同在，不让我祷告，让人家得圣灵啊。
It's as if one who is of status will think, why is it that I prayed and then no one received the Holy Spirit?
但是腓力并没有这样子挫败灰心。
But yet Philip was not disheartened in this way.
他反而是谦卑的接受这是神的旨意。
But he humbled himself and believed that this is the will of God.
因为圣灵下来不是我的能力。
Because the downpour of the Holy Spirit is not my within my power.
借着使徒彼得、约翰来让撒玛利亚人得圣灵的。
But it is God through Peter and John to allow the believers to receive the Holy Spirit.
所以腓力在这种情况之下，他反而是谦卑的接受这是神的旨意安排。
So it is because of Philip's humility to accept that this is God's will.
所以呢，从这里又可以看到腓力的谦卑。
And so we can see the humility of Philip here.
他并没有要跟那个彼得、约翰来做比较。
And he did not compare himself with Peter and John.
虽然彼得、约翰他们按手就有圣灵。
Although Peter and John can lay hands on the believers,
看起来好像腓力是比较低一点的啊，好像彼得、约翰他们比较高，因为他们按手就能得圣灵啊，比腓力是不行的。
It's as if Philip was a rank lower than Peter and John because by the laying of hands by Peter and John, the believers received the Holy Spirit.
因为腓力不行啊。
But not so with Philip.
但是腓力并不会因为这样而感到失望伤心。
But Philip did not feel disheartened on account of this.
他反而是相信神。感谢神，赞美神。
But rather he thanked God and he praised him.
所以其实我们在做圣工常常会有跟同工的比较那自己就会不舒服了。
And if we in when we were doing church work and we compare ourselves with other members, then this is not.
也许看到别人做圣工，哇，好多人受洗好多人得圣灵，很有果效我做好像没有用。
And it's as if that other people who serve God and preach the gospel and many came to believe, but when I preach, no one come to believe.
但是这个时候我们不要灰心。
But at this point in time, we must not be disheartened.
这是神的旨意。
Because this is the will of God.
神要借着那个工人来完成的。
Because God wanted to through those workers, complete the task.
那为什么神要借着那个工人来完成，而不借着我呢？有神一个旨意，只是我现在还不一定明白。
Maybe God is God's will to allow those workers to have some results and not through me. And this is the will of God, and we must wait for that.
那以后会明白。
And we will wait for the understanding.
那我们下午就来查考，为什么神要借着彼得、约翰来让人得圣灵，而不要借着腓力？
And this afternoon we will learn why it is through Peter and John that the believers receive the Holy Spirit and not through.
我们下午再来查考，到底神的旨意是什么？
We will study into what is the will of God in this.
一起来唱诗。
Let us sing a hymn.
276首。
276.